Left-wing pundits and activists float conspiracy theories about Trump's coronavirus test. By Amy Furr on October 2, 2020. Left-wing pundits and activists appeared to question on Friday whether President Donald Trump truly had tested positive for the coronavirus. MSNBC host Joy Reid claimed the president's credibility was wrecked after she allegedly received text messages from people who were skeptical about his diagnosis. In a subsequent tweet, Reid said, "We haven't been able to count on them for the truth about anything for 4 years," in reference to the president's administration. In a Facebook post on Friday, left-wing documentary director Michael Moore said President Trump is an evil genius and I raise the possibility of him lying about having COVID-19 to prepare us and counteract his game, according to Breitbart News. He knows being sick tends to gain one sympathy. He's not above weaponizing this, he continued. Just before midnight on Thursday, the president tweeted that he and First Lady Melania Trump had tested positive for the coronavirus. In a tweet Thursday night, MSNBC Justice and Security analyst Matthew Miller appeared to suggest Americans could not trust what the White House said about the president's health. In a post on Friday morning, left-wing activist Linda Sarsour appeared to claim that President Trump's positive test for the coronavirus meant he did not want to participate in another presidential debate with his Democrat opponent, Joe Biden. Author David Simon tweeted, "Honestly, when a man lies so damn much, am I wrong to imagine another cry of wolf for an October surprise?" Guitarist Charles Johnson also claimed that people are skeptical of the president's test results. However, former White House physician Dr. Ronnie Jackson told The Kyle Olson Show on Friday that both the president and first lady are asymptomatic, according to Breitbart News. "I fully expect this to resolve itself in the next 7 to 10 days," Jackson said, adding that the White House has an aggressive testing protocol and the president's case was caught early.